Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel. The text is Ezekiel chapter 36, verses 22 to 28. The Reverend Doug Gribenaugh is preaching. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from Ezekiel chapter 36, beginning at verse 22. Therefore say to the house of Israel, thus says the Lord God, it is not for your sake, O house of Israel, that I am about to act, but for the sake of my holy name, which you have profaned among the nations to which you came. And I will vindicate the holiness of my great name, which has been profaned among the nations, and which you have profaned among them. And the nations will know that I am the Lord, declares the Lord God, when through you I vindicate my holiness before their eyes. I will take you from the nations and gather you from all the countries and bring you into your own land. I will sprinkle clean water on you, and you shall be clean from all your uncleannesses, and from all your idols I will cleanse you. And I will give you a new heart, and a new spirit I will put within you. And I will remove the heart of stone from your flesh and give you a heart of flesh. And I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes and be careful to obey my just decrees. You shall dwell in the land that I gave to your fathers, and you shall be my people, and I will be your God. O Lord, have mercy on us.
Grace be to God.
Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This was a good weekend because we had Monday off, right? Memorial Day. It is a somber holiday in the United States and one worthy of remembering, especially our brothers and sisters of the armed forces who have given their lives for others. But I'm not here to talk about the solemnity of that day, rather what my family and I went and did. We went to the mall. I have a 6-year-old boy and a 2.5-year-old. And we went to the St. Louis Galleria. We've never been to that mall. And it's expansive and huge and wonderful, but you know what it does not have? Not one single toy store. Nothing. So what did we do? We went to another mall. One that has a toy store and the Lego store. And we picked up some toys. Now the only problem with having a 6-year-old and a 2.5-year-old is that one of them needs a nap. The other does not. And so it happened that on Memorial Day, as we went through the second mall to go and find a toy store, the 2.5-year-old had to skip his nap. He made a sacrifice for the sake of his brother, right? Whom he loves and adores. But, not too unlike you and I and the old Adam within, a 2.5-year-old just bears it all open when he's missed his nap. Very grumpy. Very upset. The whole world is on fire. Grumble, 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 right? Oh, he tried his best. And he failed his best as well. Until, of course, one thing. At the second mall, what I call the Holy Spirit Mall, because it's got a dove on it. I think it's the West County one, right? They also have a train that goes around the mall. And my little 2.5-year-old loves trains. I mean, they are fantastic. So grumble, 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 Mr. Grumpy Pants gets to ride the train. And then it's all smiles. And it's joy. And the train pulls away, and he's sitting there bouncing. And he goes, choo-choo, choo-choo, as we go around the mall. And
And it's contagious. Especially this young man, probably in his teens, in the throes of that great and tremendous need to be cool, to be a dude. No happiness, no joy, you stone face, you're wearing all the best clothes. You are consumed as a teenager with great honesty, with the idols of this world, of fashion, of buying toys and trinkets, of being the man. And as this train pulled by, and my little two-year-old's going, choo-choo, he sees this young man, stern, grumpy, cool, and he waves. And he couldn't help himself either. The facade was cracked. He smiled, and he waved back at me. Now, I'm not trying to deify my little two-and-a-half-year-old, because as I said, the old Adam is quite strong still, right? And so that moment of joy, that moment of release from all that was holding him captive, the facade came back. And he was back to the cool dude. But for one small moment, he knew joy. Choo-choo. Well, it wasn't anything that young man had done. It was the choo-choo and the little wave. And the young man was changed, albeit for a short time. And it wasn't actually anything of Sam that had caused this either, because remember, he was Mr. Grumpy Pants, skipped his nap, didn't like anything. It was the train that had infused him with this joy. Choo-choo. It had broken him from the hold that the fallen world had on him, albeit for a short while. See, both that young man and that very little man suffer from the same sort of thing. Being a slave to self, being a slave to our passions, being a slave to perhaps the very worst idol of all, a slave to self. It is the very same problem that Israel was experiencing that led them into this captivity. The idol of self, the idol of what I want, what I need, of what I think I should do, as opposed to what the Lord has called me to do, what His word and promise has given to me. A rejection of the gifts God gives in pursuit of that which our flesh desires. We could maybe excuse the 2.5-year-old because he didn't have a nap, right? But we all in some way skip our naps as well and succumb to the temptations of this world. Much like Israel, we live in exile. Israel had been cast out of their land because of idolatry, because of making sacrifices to false gods in the Lord's own house, of mistreating and abusing one another, of sacrificing the other for the self. And so the Lord, in His love, in His discipline, cast them out because they had profaned His name. They were His people. He was their God. And with that comes great blessing and also great responsibility. For as they acted, the world saw not them, but the one whose name they bore. And they mocked God. The nations, that is, just as the people of Israel had mocked God. In the verses preceding our reading in Ezekiel, the Lord says to Ezekiel, "Son of man, when the house of Israel lived in their own land, they defiled it by their ways and their deeds. And so I poured my wrath upon them for the blood they had shed in the land, for the idols which with they had defiled it. I scattered them among the nations, and they were dispersed through the countries. In accordance with their ways and their deeds, I judged them. In accordance with their ways and their deeds. The walk of their life, the work of their hands. They rebelled. So grievous was it that the Lord, in his love, disciplined. He judged them and drove them into exile. It wasn't the first time. But it was not all that unlike the very first time. When our parents rebelled, Adam and Eve, that is, when they were overcome by the passions of the flesh, the lust to be their own idol, to be like God. Eat this fruit, be like God. Make your own decisions. Make yourself happy. And so the Lord drove them out of the garden, lest they eat the tree of life and live forever in death, in sin, in darkness. But perhaps the most striking thing in this reading from Ezekiel is that it is not for your sake, not because of anything you've done, anything you've merited, any great worthiness in you, that God chooses to act. It is not for your sake, O house of Israel, that I am about to act, but for the sake of my holy name. Now, lest we feel somehow cheated, or that perhaps God has not been always honest with us, because as we know, perhaps the most famous verse, for God so loved the world that he gave his only Son to redeem us from. But you see, when God speaks of his name, he is speaking of the entirety of who he is. Infinitely righteous. Infinitely just. Infinitely merciful. In him, these are not exclusionary terms, but are all one and the same. They are who he is. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. For the sake of who he is, he comes to redeem. For the sake of his righteousness, for the sake of justice, for the sake of mercy, for the sake of love, he gives his Son to fulfill the law, for he is just. To walk in uprightness, in his ways, in his deeds, where we have failed, Christ has not. To live the perfect sinless life and to make himself then the perfect sacrifice. Infinite justice meted out on the cross against the one who is infinitely righteous and who does so in infinite love and mercy. Before he comes to his passion, our Lord says, now is my soul troubled, and what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour. But for this purpose I have come to this hour. Father, glorify your name. It is for the sake of his name, for the sake of who he is, that he gives everything for you. That a voice came from heaven, I have glorified it, and I will glorify it again. It is nothing in you that makes you joyful, free of sin, free of the temptations of the flesh, but only the word and the work of Christ. He comes to redeem us from sin, from death, from the power of the devil, from our sinful flesh, from our idols. And the most grievous one of all, the idol of self. to take from us that heart of stone, that dead thing sitting in our chest, and to give us a new heart, to sprinkle us clean in the waters of holy baptism, to put to death the old Adam and to bring to life the new man. Not for anything that we have done, but for the sake of his name. For we know that we cannot, by our own reason, our own strength, believe in Jesus Christ our Lord or come to him. But the Holy Spirit calls us by the gospel and enlightens us with his gifts, sanctifies and keeps us in the one true faith. I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes and cause you to be careful to obey my just decrees, to enliven you by his spirit, to make you a new creation, to guide you forth, to fill you with a holy choo-choo, that you may be set free from your idols, free to love, free to worship him, free to be his church that proclaims to this world, captive in idols, this world of exile, that we have freedom, we have redemption, we have life. In the name of the Son of God, by his stripes we are healed, and in his loving arms we are redeemed. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.